Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated for just a moment. Any of you ever have or used to have coloring books that had connect-the-dot pictures in them? Did you connect the dots? You remember when you look at those pictures first before you do anything with them, it's just a bunch of marks all over a page. And in order for it to actually look like something, you gotta start with the first dot, then you go to the next one, then the next one, then the next one, and by the time you finish, you can see the whole picture, right? Well, tonight is connecting the dots. Tonight is the whole picture of God's story. We connect the dots by living through this very special service, because this is really different from tomorrow morning's Easter service or any other Sunday service we have. We get the whole picture. We begin in darkness because that is where a lot of us find ourselves in life. Sad, dark, alone, stressed, anxious, in conflict, darkness. We begin there. And then we hear stories that come from our Bible, from our scripture. These are stories about God. We only heard two of them tonight. The first one was actually one of many stories in our Bible where God acted and saved people from darkness, saved people from slavery and bondage and being all tied up and bound up and afraid and alone. God saved them. It's a major story. Major. And they're more just like it. Then we heard the second story, and there are others just like it in Scripture, where God made a promise, once freed, because God loves us so much, once freed, God was going to place in our heart a love for him so deep that we would never be in dark again. It's a promise that he made to us. Now the problem is we keep wanting to live in darkness. We keep wanting to doubt that God really does love us more than anything. And we are afraid. We fight with each other. We do things we know we shouldn't do. We want it our way. And so, God sent us Jesus. Jesus, who was God in the flesh. God that we could touch. God that we could talk to. God who would walk with us. And what did we do to Jesus? We crucified him. We didn't want to believe that he was God. We didn't want to believe that he was here to remind us that God was going to free us from everything that made us hurt. We crucified him. But God loves us so much. God loves us so much that he did something that has never been done before and has never been done since. He took a man who who was dead and raised him back to life. He brought Jesus back in order to say, look, I love you. I don't ever want you to be afraid. I don't ever want you to be alone. I don't want you to be stressed. Life is not meant to be lived in darkness. That's not why God created us. God created us so that we would love each other and love Him. God just wants to love. And He wants to show us how to do it. And so on this night, we get the whole big picture. Darkness, crucifixion, resurrection, life. And we go on celebrating this because Jesus Christ is still alive. Do we believe that one? Do you know that Jesus is still alive? Can we see Jesus? I bet we can. The body of Christ was raised from the dead and is still alive. So I want you guys to do something. Gotta walk. Gotta come down here. You gotta come up here. I want you to stand up. I want you to connect the dots. Grab hands. All the way up here. You can't be up there. All the way down here. Everybody holding on to somebody. Connect the dots. Mark, Philip, come on up with us. I know we have a little baby back there. We walked into this church tonight as individual dots. Wait a minute, I see a hand missing here. Who doesn't have, who's not holding a hand? There we go. Jerry, turn around. We walked into this church as individual dots. When we connect to each other, here, my friends, is the body of Christ, alive and well, and living God's life on earth. This is the body. This is Jesus in our midst. Now, yeah, we still have to learn how to make that work. And that's one of the reasons that tonight, tomorrow, and every service from now until Pentecost, we are going to be renewing our baptismal covenant, our vows, what we promised God with God's help we would do, how we would live, how we would be the body. Jesus is alive in us. We got to let the world know that. It's too good of a secret to keep quiet. This is the body. Amen.
Amen.
So, returning to your bulletins. Don't sit down. Through Pascal.